City born into this world with no knowledge and no regrets. Had a piece of yellow chalk with which she drew up on the street. The many faces of the various locals that she would meet. There was Joshua, age 10, bully up the block, who always took a milk money at the morning bus stop. There was Mrs. Crabtree and her poodle. She always gave a wave and holler on her weekly trip down to the bingo parlor. And she drew men, women, kids, sunsets, clouds. And she drew skyscrapers, food stands, cities, towns. Always said hello to passersby. They asked her why she passed the time attaching lines of concrete, but she would only smile. Now all the other children living in or near her building ran around like tyrants, soaking up the open fire. They would say, hey, little Lucy, wanna come jump double dutch? Lucy would pause, look, grin, and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
Well, well, 1 year passed, and believe it or not, she covered every last inch of the entire sidewalk, and she stopped. Lucy, after all this, you're just giving in today?
She said,
I'm not giving in, I'm finished.
And walked away.
Wait, one, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. An introverted somewhat. Basement apartment in the same building she grew up in. Right. She traded in her blueberries for long locks, held up with a clip, traded in her yellow chalk for charcoal sticks.
And she drew
little Bobby who would come to sweep the porch.
And she drew
the mailman delivered every day at 4. Lucy had very little contact with the folks outside her cubicle day, but found it suitable and she liked it that way.
She had a man now,
Rico, similar,
hermit.
They would only see each other once or twice a week on purpose. They appreciated space and Rico was an artist too, so they'd connect on Saturdays to share the pictures that they drew.
Look.
Now every month or so she'd get a knock up on the front door, just one of the neighbors acting nice, but thought she was a strange girl. Really said,
hey, Lucy, wanna join me for some lunch?
Lucy would smile and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
The neighbor'd make a weird face the second the door shut.